Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight we're talking about how to communicate about what you really want in bed, whether it's casual sex, rough sex, or more oral. Plus the one thing you might be doing wrong in bed and how to fix it. Thanks for listening. Okay, guys, you've heard me talk about massage candles, right? My Emily and Tony candles. Well, they are just sweeping the world by storm. I'm telling you, I love hearing from all of you who've bought them and used them and love them. And really, they do spice up your relationship. And also, they can spice up your solo time. They're just regular candles. They're beautiful candles. They're from France. They have amazing scents. You light them. But they also turn into this warm, luxurious massage oil when you pour it on your partner, pour it on yourself. It's not messy. Not waxy, not sticky, won't ruin your sheets. It will, though, feel amazing on your skin. It's moisturizing, it's sensual, and it's just a great way. You're all saying, like, how do I spice it up? Give your partner a massage. It slows things down because one of the reasons you're probably not having sex is because you're all goddamn stressed out. So you light a candle, it's for atmosphere, and then you get a little massage. I also use it. I light it every night when I get home. It's relaxing, it's aromatherapy, and I put it on my skin as a moisturizer because it feels that amazing. So check it out. Go to emilyandtony.com and anytime use code SEXWITHEMILY and you get 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all your sex questions and relationship questions answered, because I am certain, is that a word? I'm certain that over the last 10 years, I've likely talked about, written a blog about, made a video about, anything that you want to know. But you can always email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com as well. So check that out. And I'm here with Anderson. Hello, yeah. Anderson.
What up, Em?
How you doing?
Good.
How's your September going? I can't believe we're halfway through.
Mid-September. It's crazy.
I know, crazy. I'm going to New York this weekend.
I love it because kids are back in school, out of my way.
It's amazing.
I go to theaters and they're not in there anymore.
Do you love it?
I love it.
Oh, they're screaming and taking selfies the whole time?
Hey, you ever write a piece about how to have sex with like a little person?
No.
Well, you said anything, and I, you know, maybe that's time.
You know, we have talked about like sex with people with disabilities, but not a little person. Mm-hmm. Will you think that's time? I haven't. You know, if I got lots of emails about that, or anyone emailed me, I could talk about
Start emailing them about sex with little people and how to do it best ways.
It's funny that we do
You're
get
kind
trends.
Of a little person.
I am a little person. Yeah. What do they call me? A spinner?
You're tiny.
You know the spinner?
No, it's because you can spin.
I
get it.
Short girls spin around.
It's kind of a stretch, Small. Though. Like if they're like, hey, that chick's a spinner over there. It's
well,
kind of a
guys
stretch.
Say that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You never heard that? Mm-hmm. Okay, but speaking of September, so we took this back. You know, it's like back to school,
right.
Which we love.
Right.
At Sex with Emily, we've taken this very seriously. It's officially the back to school month, but we're making it back to sex basics month.
We're very serious about
this. We're very serious about it because let me tell you what's been going on all month long so far. I revisit all those essential sex and like the hookup skills and all the things that people think they know about or they should have learned about in high school, because we know all know that sex ed sucked then. And so I'm going to focus on a new sex lesson that helps everyone become more confident. The first week was supplies. This week we're talking about different supplies, like which, you know, you can go back to our website and check it out. But like which products you need, which condoms are good, which toys you like. And then we're talking about positions. And I mean, everyone's going to love it. And I'm teaching a workshop at Hustler Hollywood called Back to Sex Ed Basics. I'm doing these every month now. Mm-hmm. I know you can never make it because you work at Loveline.
Back to Sex School.
And it's Tuesday, September 29th from 8 to 10 p.m. Uh-huh. And the last one was amazing, my anal pleasure workshop.
Right.
And so it's basically you get champagne. We do lots of giveaways. So RSVP to HHRSVP at LFP.com. Or go to my website, sexwithemily.com.
We'll have a link there. It'll be easy. Yeah.
They're so fun, though, Anderson. And I'm so into them every
hey,
month because my
I
listeners
be
drive
there.
In. Oh, dude. I will film it next time. One more thing is I'm heading to New York tomorrow for the Sexual Health Expo, which is getting so much press. You know, the one we had here was like, how many people? 2,500 people in LA. It's the top sex educators, sex toys workshops. Like I'm giving, or sex toy demonstrations, not mm-hmm. live demonstrations, but people who make
use
sex
fruit,
products.
That kind of thing.
They use fruit, bananas. And then I'm giving the keynote speech on Saturday. So I hope everyone can go. It's sexualhealthexpo.com. If you live in New York or you're going, oh my God, my brother, my cousin would love this, then tell them to go to sexualhealthexpo.com and come say hi. So it's going to be good. It's the 18th and 19th this weekend. What?
I'm just imagining an awkward call to like a
hey,
brother.
Bro.
Hey, bro. I know we haven't talked since I moved to Nebraska, but you should go to the sex
okay,
education.
Maybe your best college friend. I'm actually going to invite all my college girlfriends who live in New York.
That's fun.
I know. I already did. I don't think. Yeah, totally.
Are they single? They put out?
They're all married. Well, some are married. Some are divorced. Some are mm-hmm. single.
Okay.
Why do you want to come?
No, I'm just saying.
And then you
it's
have
a
big.
Point.
You have a big thing coming.
Yeah, I got.
When I get back.
Very stressful thing, but you're going to be there, right?
Dude.
Okay.
I don't miss any of your stuff, even though you miss my stuff. But I get why
I
you
can't,
do.
I can't because I'm at work.
Okay,
man.
But let's talk
but
about
September,
it.
But September 26th in LA. It's a Saturday night. It's down there by the La Brea Tar Pits on Wilshire. And it's called A Cold Cockle Night. That's the name of my production
oh,
company.
Oh, I love it.
Cold Cockle Productions.
And like cock?
It's like the same as like it. My wife doesn't like the name.
Warm the cockles
at all,
of your heart.
But, you know, think, oh, this story warms the cockles of my heart. Yeah. Since I have like a dark and wry sense of humor, my movies tend to be a little darker, comedically, though. So I named the production company Cold Cockle Productions years ago. And I'm showing a bunch of my shorts, everything that I shot last year. And I'm
award-winning guys, films.
I'm sweating over a hot computer every single night.
You're
I mean,
up till 8
hours, 8:30 a.m. two nights ago. Just sound
you
mixing
because
I get really focused. You know
I know. I love that you do that. Well, you're a perfectionist. That's why your films are so good. So I'll be there. Everyone will be there.
The award-winning Rules of Reduction will be playing, as well as a number of other ones. So please come out. It'll be fun. Em's going to be there. It's a bar, so you're going to be 21 and over. But we're going to be drinking. I'm going to be explaining movies, like what went into them in between. It's going to be a really good time.
It's so
the
fun.
First one ever. I'm going to do another one somewhere, like in Seattle, I think, later this year. But this one's going to be the first one ever. So.
I'm really proud of you because you've done a lot this year. I know never feel it when we're all working so hard and like it's hard to look up and be present. It's funny. I got interviewed the other day and they're like, what would you tell your 18-year-old self? which is an interesting thing to look back on your life. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, probably just to relax. It's all going to work out. But yet I still forget to tell myself that, like, it's work. It's good. Like, life is good. And
how many guys' wieners would you tell yourself not to suck?
I don't regret any wieners
really?
That I've ever gotten in my mouth.
None. Good for you. Good for you.
No, I don't. You know, I don't live in a world of regrets. Mm-hmm. I live in a world of learning lessons from things that we might not feel so good about.
Many things that makes you Emily and makes you great is that you don't have regrets.
It's
really fun to work with you and watch you like just go with the flow. And like, you know, we work with some people who try and get you off your game or say things, and you're unflappable.
That is a really nice thing. I feel like I've been flapped.
No, you're unflappable. One-on-one. I know you flap yourself. You get yourself all freaked out in your head. Like, if you're by yourself for a long time, like on the freeways, and by the time you get in here, yeah. But when you're dealing with other people, unflappable.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that, Anderson. Yeah, I try, you know. I mean, I guess I don't try. Just who I am, my being.
Your amazing sex life helps you be relaxed.
It's actually been really good lately, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Practice what you preach, kid.
I do. I really do practice what I preach, and even more so lately, because I realize that now that, you know, it's my 10th year, and I am going to do a live show, people. I have about 3 more months
planned. Sounds very strange when you say that.
No, a live sex show. I'm going to have you there, Menace.
A live what?
Live sex with Emily.
This
show. Like how you did. We're still thinking about it, the improv, but we've been so busy. But how many would you guys come in to see it? Like, it's been 10 years. Who would come? Feedback@sexwithemily.com. It'll be in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. LA Improv, great place to go.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because yours was such a success, your After Disaster live show.
Sold that fucker out.
I know. Yeah. You kick ass, man. So we'll all let you know about that. But I wonder if you want to come and see me there. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. I'm sure you will. Okay, so we've got a lot to cover today.
Let's do it.
Since it is the Safe Sex Month and back to school basics and all that stuff, I just want to make a note here or tell you about a story that I got interviewed for, which I think is very important to share with you guys before we get into some emails. But this is the title of it. It was for HIV. I know it's depressing. HIV Plus magazine interviewed me about the right way to put in a condom.
How many subscribers do they have?
Millions and millions. So the thing
HIV,
is, it's online.
It's just a weird magazine to subscribe to, I would say. That's all I'm saying.
It's online, okay? Because the thing is that condoms are so ubiquitous. We all know that we use condoms or we should be using condoms. And when it comes to preventing sexually transmitted infections and diseases or pregnancies, that's always the first choice. And I hope that you're all using condoms, because I know I've been in situations where I was like, oh, you get caught up in the heat of the moment. But really, if you don't want to get pregnant, STI, unless you're tested and you guys shared results, like, there's a problem. But the issue is that even though condoms are 98% effective when you use them correctly. Mm-hmm. Right. But most people do not use them correctly.
Most people. The majority of people.
I'm going to read to you now what matters. And I feel like I've probably made these mistakes. I'm lucky I've never gotten pregnant. Okay. So I'm just going to run through this really quickly because it matters. Oh, you know what else matters? Huh. Size matters when it comes to condoms.
Ooh.
So those extra large condoms.
That's girth, not length, boys and girls.
Exactly. They come with a tremendous ego boost, perhaps, to having them around. But there's massive problems using condom that's too big. We're not talking about length. Mm-hmm. It's girth.
Right.
The problem with extra large condoms is they're often too wide. And so a loose fit leads to friction, and that friction leads to breakage, and that leads to sperm in her vagina.
You know what that means?
What?
It's guys who are like buying in front of the girl, and they're like, I'll take the magnums, please.
Exactly. Well, Skin makes, I'm obsessed with Skin. They make, because they're non-latex, polyisoprene.
S-K-Y-N.
S-K-Y-N. They make ones called King, K-Y-N-G.
Uh-huh.
And I happen to be dating someone who uses bigger condoms, and he loves them and they're awesome. Mm-hmm. And I love them and they're awesome. That was way more than I usually share.
Yeah, it was. That was weird.
Even if you okay, number two, use your wallet for money, not for condoms. Now here's the thing: I want you all to be prepared. I'd rather have you have a condom than not. However, you think it's a brilliant idea, store it in your wallet. You'll always have it. However, stocking your wallet with condoms works against you. The same goes for your glove compartment in your car. You can't store them where they're exposed to constant pressure or friction or sunlight or heat. Well, because you're frictioning in your wallet. They're in your wallet all day.
What's going on in the glove compartment?
Well, the glove compartment is too hot.
All right.
So you got to put it in place. Heat, pressure, and friction weaken the condoms. So just like your medications, red wine, smartphone, their condoms are best stored in a cool, dry place.
They should just come with a six-pack of beer. They really should. So you're always getting new ones. They're always right there.
I know. And, well, that's the next thing, is that take older condoms out of service. They do expire.
They do.
They do expire. And if you put on your penis, it's, you know, your penis might as well be expired.
So depressing.
I'm going to lighten this up in a minute.
He's like looking at the condom. He's like, I never got to use this one in the 3 years that shelf life had.
Oh, that's so sad. I know. Maybe you shouldn't buy massive.
Don't go
to Costco and buy your condoms.
I only bought three, too. Mm-hmm. This is very depressing.
Because what happens is they become brittle and they tear.
Right.
So you want to get rid of them.
Like, tell me that the upside down is a no-no and that's all.
Oh, yeah. Roll with it. So now that's how I wrote this. Roll with it. So now that you've made it fit correctly and it hasn't expired, make sure you follow these tips to put it on.
Mm-hmm. Tips. I get it.
Tips. Get it. Open it carefully. Don't use anything sharp. See, I know this might be obvious to many people, but think about it. I've made all of these mistakes. Like, I used to have all these
condoms. Open it with a safety pin?
No. Well, you could do that. But I had expired condoms that I got, like, when I first started sex with Emily, like, Lifestyle sent me, like, 1,000 condoms. And I remember, like, I had them for a while. And I remember just, like, I kept using them. I was like, oh, wow. These expired, like, 3 years ago.
1,000. That's a lot.
No, I gave a lot away because I put my face on them and a sticker for a conference.
I just thought of a great porn idea. Remember Brewster's Millions?
Yeah.
It'd be like that, but it's a porn. And, like, her dying or dead aunt or grandmother says, I'm giving you 1,000 condoms. You have to use them in a year to get my inheritance.
Oh,
and then she just
great.
Has to become a whore for a year and use them all.
Maybe 100.
All right.
1,000's aggressive.
Three, like that's three a day.
Who's
it's a
got
long
time?
Porn. It's a long porn.
Although I did have sex 3 times today. Okay.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Look at M. How many dudes?
One.
All right.
Dude, I don't have that much time.
I know.
Okay. So avoid using anything sharp to open it. Obviously, it will damage it. Teeth, nails, jewelry. Adding a drop of lubricant inside the tip of the condom can provide a little extra pleasure for the condom wearer. Do you know that? You know this, right?
Right.
You put a little bit of lube, pull the tip. Mm-hmm. The penis, if it's uncircumcised, pull back the foreskin before putting on the condom.
Yikes.
Now, most condoms only roll one direction. Position the tip of the condom so it's pointing away from the body, aiming at the same direction as the head of the penis. Next, pinch the air out of the reservoir tip. Do you know this? Mm-hmm. Pinch it. This will reduce the chance of breakage. Using both hands is a good idea at this point. One hand to roll the condom down the head of the penis. And to avoid slippage, double check that the rolled down condom covers the entire shaft.
You sound like a lady on an airplane.
I'm talking like this. I wrote this, so I'm quoting myself here.
On either side of the aircraft. Should we need to disembark the penis? Hey, here's the problem, though, Em. It's like, you know, like a lot of the time, you're doing this all in the dark.
I know.
So that's why you got to
light a candle.
You got to light a candle. That's a good one.
No, I'm just telling you, I can't have sex unless I can see the person because I would
have
forget.
You're like a dude that way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah.
Or if you don't trust him, he might like tap out.
Yeah.
Tap in his friend when you're not paying attention.
Tap his friend. What do you mean?
Tap his friend in. Like his friend will come in and like sneak in the room or, you know.
No.
Like, I'm going to get a drink of water. Then he comes back and it could be another dude. Yeah,
I'm
with you. Most guys are like that, too. A lot of ladies, they don't really care.
Because they're like, not comfortable as much, maybe.
Right, yeah,
I think it's just so much better when you can see. Like, I want to see what's going on down there, everywhere. The best thing is when you take it off, before pulling it out, grasp the condom at the base of the penis, holding the condom securely to the penis as it's pulled out avoids leakage or having the condom fall off inside. Have you ever had a condom fall off in front of someone?
Mm-hmm.
You got to.
Well, it's always in front of someone.
Have you ever had it fall off inside of someone?
Yes. Yes.
And you got to fish it out.
It's a nightmare, especially if they make you get it out. It's like,
I would never.
I'm a spelunker now. Here I go.
I know. It's so bad. So this has been a public service announcement from me.
Real quick, too. Like the upside down is a real bad no-no, especially if you have a little pre-cum there, because then you realize it's upside down. You turn it over, and now the really potent semen is on there. And then you're using it as a plunger to hit the cervix with it.
So if you put it on wrong, which happens, just discard of that one and don't try to reuse it.
Right.
Okay. That's all. That's my back to school thing. And the other thing I want to say, we shot some really fun videos on this too. So I have my YouTube channel, it's also Sex with Emily on YouTube. You guys should subscribe to it because we're doing more and more videos. I have awesome video person, assistant producer Lori. She's been doing really cool. Today we shot one by the pool at my office.
You have a pool by your office?
We have a pool in my office.
I haven't been to the new office.
It's so nice. Oh, you were at the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah. This one is nice. It's actually in an apartment building, but it's super cool. Mm-hmm. We like it. We have a good time. And then also.
You had sex in the office yet?
I had to think about that. No. Mm-hmm. No, there's like 10 of us in there.
Good.
Not that I wouldn't.
Right.
Also, yeah, check out YouTube and then follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, which is all Sex with Emily, if I haven't told you that yet. Sometimes I forget. And what are you?
Have you been suspended on YouTube?
Oh, dude, no.
Not yet?
I thought you were going to say, like, Facebook, yes.
I would think that, you know, someone working over at YouTube, they got their eye on you with the name Sex with Emily. I bet they're watching.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful.
You think? Yeah. Well, we don't put anything on there that's really, like, offensive or weird.
I'm on Anderson Cowan Instagram. I just started doing...
I'm proud of you.
I've been social network silent for the last 143 weeks, but I'm back. Look at this.
Good.
The wife cracked the whip. She's like, what are you doing? You gotta get on there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good time.
I barely post, but I'm on there.
Well, you're going to get on it. Yeah. We're doing it. We should... You know what? I think that we are going to take a picture right now and post it mm-hmm. of me and you, and mine, and then yours.
Are we going to do something funny or?
Yeah, super funny. Okay. I'm going to stand on my head.
Hey, do you have a condom with you? We'll put a condom on the microphone.
I have one in my car.
There's one
I have
right
everything
here.
In my
I got
car.
A box of them right
oh,
there.
Oh, bang. Okay, cool. Done and done.
That was an authentic. Oh!
I got so excited. I'm wondering if we should get. I think I should do a quick. That was like my sex in the news, but I have another one that I want to do, which I thought was interesting. So I'm just going to find that for you right now because it wasn't in my document, but I found it very, very fascinating.
While you're doing that,
I found it. Yeah.
Also, I've heard the advice be given to like practice with the condoms while touching yourself. There, guys. It's a good way to get accustomed to them and get to know your condoms when you're by yourself. And also, it helps if you're too sensitive while having sex with them on. If you're used to like doing things yourself with them on, that really helps when you're actually doing the real thing.
You mean when people first start like having sex and stuff, that they should practice or just always practice?
Or if they're just not really familiar or that, you know, accustomed
practice.
To using condoms, you use them by yourself.
Well, we get a lot of young people listening to the show. It's true. Once you practice a few times, it's like riding a bike. Mm-hmm. Okay. I found this really interesting. And here it is. It's that online messages are more romantic than phone calls. Now, I've been holding out that I love getting a phone call. I like talking and connecting with someone, right? And I think that we way overuse texting and emails and stuff. But most millennials hate the thought of leaving a voicemail, especially when it's to a love interest. Now, scientists say they have a good reason. New study has found Facebook messages and emails are more likely to get you a date than a simple phone call. Mm. If you're looking for love, forget about asking for numbers and said you should be getting email addresses. Mm-hmm. So that's not even texting, though. So I approve of because that email is more thoughtful. But a lot of people are like, email what? The bottom line is that email is much better when you want to convey some information that you want someone to think about. The author of the study said, and he said that he wanted to learn more about how we respond emotionally to emails. So in a study of 72 teenagers, scientists found that people who sent romantic emails were more emotionally aroused and used stronger and more thoughtful language than those who left voicemails. The research was conducted by placing skin sensors on the subjects' faces to measure muscle movement associated with positive and negative emotion. It contradicts previous research that claims that email and text messages can lack emotion. So when writing romantic emails, senders consciously or subconsciously added more positive content to their message, probably to compensate for the medium's inability to convey tone. So I guess what it's saying is it's not ruling out phone calls altogether, because I still would never not want to be in a relationship that's all text and emails.
But you're old school. You're old school like that.
No, but I love it. I don't right now, but I used to always date writers, and they would send me emails and all the time, and I loved it.
You notice that like they're really good at first, and then they start to get lazy after they get comfortable?
No, I have.
Oh, come on. I'm sure that happened numerous times.
No, because they know it really turned me on. They write me poems, and they send me cards.
But I would think that like once they start going out with you for a while, and they get a little lazy, and they rest on the laurels, they're like, hey, what's up? Tonight?
No, because...
We fuck?
Dude, I've already dumped them by then.
All right, good. Good for you, Em.
Thanks, honey. Okay, let's get into emails. Thank you for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. And thank you for telling me how old you are and where you live mm-hmm. and how you listen. That helps a lot. Okay, this is from a 5-Minute Man. Hey there. I've been a longtime listener, and my sex life has improved dramatically until lately. I'm 29, and my girlfriend and I have been together for over 2 years, but I've been in a funk lately. I feel like a teenager again, and I don't feel confident in the bedroom. The result is me not lasting more than a few minutes in one position, and it's causing some physical sexual anxiety for my partner and myself. I'm open to anything, techniques to improve, to prolong my endurance, and I'm not sure if it's all mental or just physical. I'm not sure if it's preparatory masturbation earlier in the day would help because our sex isn't usually planned. It's still spur of the moment. How do I prepare? Love the show, Tom. Okay, Tom, it is hard with, you know, I don't know how long. He said he's a 5-minute man, so he doesn't say that in the email, but that's what the title is, so I'm assuming it's 5 minutes. So you're coming before you want to. Now, it's true that it's hard to discern whether or not it's, you know, psychological, if it's a physical thing. Sometimes it's a little bit of both, and it's hard to know. First off, possible reasons for this new development, because it hasn't been happening in the last 2 years, could be if you're taking any new medications, if you have more stress or anxiety in your day-to-day life, or if you feel like this anxiety about your performance is getting worse. So sometimes what happens with guys, and this is the psychological part, you know, they come too quickly once, twice, and then that's all they can think about. And then it's going to happen again. And also if you,
So that's one thing, but we're going to address that. There could be a change in your hormones. He's 29, probably not. Going through long periods of time without sex, so if you're too built up. So here's some techniques to build your stamina, right? Do you notice that when you, you know, pre-gaming?
Yeah, well, of course. If you haven't done it in a long time, then you
yeah. So I'm wondering, he says it's usually
5 minutes
unplanned.
Is almost average, actually.
That's true. Average is like,
the majority
yeah,
are less than 2 minutes.
And
the actual average is 7.3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
But Kinski, like years ago, he did studies.
Kinsey,
yeah.
I think he was like Pinsky and Kinsey, okay.
And the majority of his subjects, less than 2 minutes. Less than 2 minutes.
But that's changed, I hope.
Why would it change?
Because men are having, because it used to just be about them getting off probably in the 50s when Kinsey started studying sex. He was the mm-hmm. first one ever talked about it. I don't think that most guys, I think it's average is 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah. This guy's like, he's not that far off par.
No, that's true. So you're not so bad. You're really not bad at all here, Tom. First of all, it just seems like it's recently. So think about those things that I just said. But here's some other techniques that will give you more confidence and you can use them to extend your stamina. Pre-gaming, like we said, masturbating. A short period of time before your sexual activity. We always called it pre-gaming. But, you know, yeah, get up. If you, I know that what you're saying is that you don't know if it's going to happen. But, I mean, I don't know. Is she just, I mean, you've been with her for 2 years. I would think that you have plans. Like, you know when you're going to see her at night or that day. So that's one thing you could do. Use condoms that have a decreased sensitivity to them. Lifestyles make some of those. The best thing is the stop and start method. This is one of the best things. And that's like when you start to learn about your sexual response cycle. And that's when you, you know, it sounds like you're kind of starting this already. But when you are masturbating, you practice this. And that's when you start masturbating. And then right when you feel like you're about to ejaculate, you stop. And then, you know, then you start again. And then you start to recognize when you're about to go over and ejaculate. Mm-hmm. So then you can practice that
gotta
and train your body.
Got to be committed.
Well, that's the thing. This is why I say it's hard. It's not, it works, but it's not like you can do it once a week for a month. You have to do it like for a month regularly.
And how many times, I don't know if you can speak to this, Em, because, you know, a little different with you, but there's been plenty of times where it's like, all right, when that comes on and I'm about to finish, I'm going to stop. Go get a sandwich so I can continue. And then you get there and you're on the verge. And you're like, F it. Let's just finish it.
See, that's why it's so hard, okay? So I understand that there's also Fleshlight makes a stamina training unit that's just for this purpose. It's the same. It's a stop-start method, but you use a Fleshlight, which feels amazing. Mm-hmm. Also, you could take it slower. I mean, for many couples, like slow, sensual lovemaking is, you know, can be really hot. And it can be the secret to longer sex sessions. So maybe make sure that she's taken care of first. Mm-hmm. Give her an O. Go down on her.
Right. Yeah. As long as you take care of her, you do whatever you like. Right.
Don't go jackhammering, all that stuff. But
oh,
you already know this, Tom, because you've been listening.
The jackhammer.
I hate the jackhammer. I wish there were like signs of where it was like zero. There's some other things you could do, though. You could do slower. So instead of jackhammering, like I said, try slower, deliberate movements. So you can like swivel your and rock your hips instead of thrusting. Hips movements feel good. Like guys just think they got to thrust. So move back and forth.
Promescent.
Promescent is amazing. It's actually the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. It's a quickly absorbing delay spray. You put on your penis 10 minutes before sex. I'm sure you know 10 minutes before, and you'll last twice as long. You can also try positions. So, for example, there's certain positions where you'll come quicker, like a lot of time doggy style. But if woman on top, for example, puts her in control, and it involves more grinding than thrusting. Doggy style for guys, again, that could be one that's just going to go over the top. And missionary, you know, there's also less vigorous thrusting sometimes if you're doing it right. Try promescent, try Fleshlight. These are all good things that you should do. And also go to my website because I've got a lot of articles on this as well. Good luck, Tom. I'm glad I've helped your sex life a lot. And I don't trip on this because this can totally be taken care of. It just started happening to you. You've been having healthy sex for 29 years and don't trip on it. I think this is the big thing. He's in his head.
And the fact that he actually cares enough to write you shows that he's going to
take
care of
you. I love that you're listening. And when you say that, I don't know, that's just my ego, but not my ego. Well, it is my ego. But my brain wants to know when people say you've helped me so much, I always want to know, like, I'm not, like, specifically, like,
right.
Because people are like, how do you help people? I'm like, but I want to know, like, oh, I didn't know about the wheelbarrow position or right. I didn't, you know.
I got an email from a guy the other night who said that he had to put his dog down in the middle of the night, like 2 a.m., and it was like his best friend. It was a really sad email, but he said he's been listening to one of my shows, The After Disaster, a lot ever since, and it makes him feel better. Every time he puts it on, it brings him to a happier place. So, like, that's why I like to do that show. You know what I mean? It's because it brings
people,
it brings a smile to people's
faces. I get
it.
You know? No, I get, you know, in my feedback, I get those emails every day. People are like, you changed my life. It makes me so happy. I loved your recent show. I mean, that's...
That's why we do what we do.
I know. And also I can take the criticism. People don't like when I used to drink water into the microphone.
Stop doing that.
I don't.
The minute we stop having fun, you know, we just have to stop. Right. That's when we have to quit. You know?
Right.
That's when we have to hang up the headphones.
Yeah, exactly. I'm never hanging these up. Okay.
Never.
But I also want to tell you really quickly about another thing I've been saying we're getting a ton of emails about, and this is the intensity, which is this is just a quick to tell you about one of my sponsors that I am obsessed with, the intensity. It's at pourmoi.com.
Oh, this is that one that I could do
Kegel exercises for you. It feels amazing. It's become part of my daily routine, which let me tell you something, like this is like with Tom. I was telling Tom about doing it every day is really hard. I look forward to this.
Who's
Tom? Tom's the guy with the 5 minute man that answering.
Okay.
So the thing about this is like, it's this very meditative, like you put it inside you, it works your Kegels, because the thing is that women don't realize that their pelvic floor, their PC muscles are so important. You can have, if you want stronger orgasms, if you suffer from urinary incontinence, i.e. you pee in your pants when you sneeze, or you just want stronger orgasms, this is a game changer, because for 5 minutes a day, it just does them for me. And it's so relaxing how it fits to your body, and then it does them for 5 minutes. It feels really good. You know you're getting them done right. Like, you know, they say like at the gym, like you should be more efficient. You could really only go for half hour.
Right.
And you're like, and I know that I'll like run for 45 minutes and I could have like ran for 20, done weights for 20. And this is the kind of thing where 5 minutes, I feel my orgasm. That's why it's sex 3 times a day. So much stronger. But also it's a rabbit vibe. So then you can also have a little orgasm after or before, whatever you like. We've actually all done it differently in our office. We've all used it, not together.
What?
So it is the intensity. It's revolutionary. Intimate health and stimulation device takes all the confusion out of Kegels, and it is no ordinary sex toy. 43% of women experience difficulty enjoying orgasms, enjoying sex at some point in their life. So check it out, pourmoi.com, P-O-U-R-M-O-I. And then also the Fleshlight, which I just talked about, the stamina training unit. It's a male masturbation sleeve. It feels amazing, and you've got your hand. Why not get a Fleshlight too? Because it feels like real sex, and it's just something different. And I've got a million toys. You should at least try it, because no one has ever said to me, why'd you make me get that? Every guy's loved it. It's true. I keep waiting. No one's ever been like, that sucked, that was wrong, ever. So that's what I know. And I also use this with guys, and I know I've given it to men, and they all have been like, holy moly. So check it out. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Fleshlight banner. Use code Emily. Get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Do that now. Okay.
Are you wearing one right now?
I am wearing a Fleshlight. Can you tell?
Not the Fleshlight.
What?
The intensity.
Oh. I'm wearing my Crave Vesper necklace.
Oh, you are wearing
I am wearing
that.
A vibrator.
Yes. She is wearing the vibrator.
I love this friggin' necklace.
Karma Electra was so excited to get that.
I know.
That was genuine excitement, too. That was not like a pre-planned, like a little like plug thing. Like, she was pumped.
She was so pumped. And we gave her the magic wand and plug. She was psyched.
She's a sweet lady.
She was really sweet. That was a great show. You guys want to check it out. It was a really good show. She loved her. We're talking about the Crave Vesper, which is a really cool necklace, too. And if you use code Emily, you get free shipping. Check that out.
Look at that.
Love Crave.
Extra little plug there.
Dude, I know. People hate when I do that. People used to get mad, too, because I used to always plug more. You guys think I plug now? But it wasn't on purpose. I would try to work it into like
emails.
It's
hard not to when everything you're talking about.
Well, that's
stuff
true.
That
so I'm just like, oh, by the way, so now I like do it really fast. They probably can't hear what I'm saying.
And Emily finds the products that help your sex life. And she goes to them and says, hey, I want to help people's sex life, but you got to help me too, so I can continue helping people with their sex life. So it's like this snake eating its own tail,
exactly.
But it's all part of the own thing.
I would never.
You've turned down plenty of sponsors.
I turned down every day. I turn down sponsors. Right. People are contacting me. I don't have enough room. I don't have enough time. And I would never support a product that I don't believe in. If the product sucks, like I'm going to tell you all to buy a shitty product. No, I would never do it. These are all amazing. The top of the line. Okay, how to communicate needs to a partner. Another email.
Wait, real quick.
What?
Is there going to be any sex in the news this episode?
I did it.
You did?
Well, it was the condom one.
Oh,
and then I did
cheating.
The one about the emotional, the text.
Oh, okay, yeah. With the pervy scientist
like
putting
I had another one.
Skin sensors on the teenager's
face. Do you want me to do the third one that I didn't do?
Well, I love the sex in the news. So is it good?
Yeah, they were. Want me to redo it for you? Okay, this is for Anderson.
And then we'll do an email. But sex in the news is sweet.
Oh, this is interesting for you.
Okay, why is that? Okay, this better
Forget
not be about small
roses.
Wieners or quick comers or something.
Forget roses. Give your loved ones access to your emails.
What?
Yeah.
Negative.
Hello.
No.
Like if you want to show your partner how much you love them, you don't need to spend a fortune. A study has found that more than half of lovers, 56%, believe sharing a mobile PIN, email password, or social media login details is the best way to commit to someone.
That's why you always have to have two.
Hand over your PIN.
You gotta have a decoy and the real one.
Yeah. No, people do that, though. They have, like, their bat phones. And more than a third of people admitted they have already been given access to their partner's accounts. The study commissioned by Samsung, surveyed 2,000 British adults, and they said all the respondents were in a relationship, and the majority of the participants were female, 51%, and 40% that they already know their partner's email password, and more than a quarter, 26%, admitted knowing their significant other's Facebook login details. A third said they knew the PIN code or pattern needed to access the other's phone. Does that mean they just watched?
Does she know it, or did they know it, or did they get it?
I don't know. And 54% they'd be suspicious if they didn't give these details. Maybe when you're married, does your wife have all your login?
Yeah, she's got, I don't know about email, but if she needed it, I mean, she can have
it. Does she have
your
phone login?
It's going to be a bunch of like Groupons and Living Social, like fucking
I get those
promos.
Too.
That's all she's going to see.
Terrible. Does she, but everyone in my office has a login to my email
Here,
too.
I'll do you one better. All right, sure, she can know my code and whatnot, but you know, the new iPhones, they give you like the fingerprint.
Yep.
They give you like eight different fingers. Give her a finger. Give her one of the thumbs can be.
That's true, because my brother on his phone has my little 7-year-old niece.
That'd
is the
be romantic.
One.
Be like, hey, honey,
oh,
I took the
I
first seven fingers. Yeah, put your fingerprint.
I didn't know that seven people could. Who would want
seven? No, it's just like if you're like in a place where you want to use like your pinky instead of your thumb.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay, got it, because I knew that my niece could access my brother's. So it also says it found that 4 in 10 adults in a relationship regularly sneak a look at their partner's phone behind their back. Have you ever done that?
In the past, in old relationships, I used to be in really bad relationships where like it was part of the fun of the relationship was not trusting them and always thinking it was bad. It was unhealthy.
You didn't trust? Like you're paranoid?
I've been in really, really bad, fucked up like relationships.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you're so healthy. Marriage.
And, well, I married the right girl. And I had a friend, and she used to, she was like married to my really good friend, but she used to tell me all sorts, they're not married anymore. And she used to tell me things about how she would snoop. And she got sexually excited by snooping.
Really?
Like, she would, like, go through his email and go through his phone, and she said she would actually get moist from doing it.
Did she find, like, just because the act of it, or she'd find stuff that was...
I guess the excitement and the adrenaline, and I don't know.
Wow.
I kind of get it, though. I wouldn't get, like, too messing or anything, but I would get, like, really excited, like... When
it's
I was
exciting
searching.
To crack. Yeah. No, I
I've
did
broken
that
into
years
girls'
ago.
Rooms and read their diaries. Yeah, I used to be crazy.
Oh my God, guys
I was
do
like
it all
the same
time.
Person. Yeah.
I've had guys do that. Like one time, I left my phone in a guy's car, and I was sort of casually dating, and I ran upstairs to get something. This is in San Francisco, and I came back, and he was like storming out of the car. He's like, "I can't believe that you went out." Like you always find something.
Yeah.
And it was innocent. Yes, it was a porn director that I had dinner with, but it wasn't like I was sleeping with him.
No, that's funny. I've actually gone through not just one, but multiple cars. Searching through receipts and looking for stuff and looking back on it. And guys, if you're doing this or girls, if you're doing this, looking back on it, you know what I was doing? I was subconsciously hoping to find something so I could get out of the relationship because I knew I wasn't in the right relationship. And instead of just being a man and a normal person and saying, you're not right for me, I was looking for an excuse.
Oh, what? Did you find stuff that...
No, I want to find... I'd find like a receipt for like a hamburger. And I'd be like, maybe there was two hamburgers.
Right, because your brain, right, your brain made you...
Insane.
Yeah. No, it's not good. So it's not good. If you think someone's cheating, you got to ask them. But it is true when you... Okay, so here's the other stats here. It says that... where'd it go? Here.
You had dinner with a porn director. Yeah, didn't you?
Dude, that's my job.
I know. It'd be tough because it'd be like, was it for work? Was it business or pleasure?
It was both, actually. I did end up like,
shot a quick scene.
Yeah. No. Okay. And 6 in 10 of these people have caught their partners cheating. 54%. Okay, wait, back up. A third said they knew the PIN code pattern needed access, like I said, and 54% would be suspicious if they weren't given the code.
For sure.
But like, I guess you have to be really serious with someone to be like, what's your code? I've never been in that point where I was like, what's your code in the phone? But it's been a while since.
And there's plenty of ways to go about it. Like, hey, can I get your friend's name or phone number? I need to email them about your party or something later, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, do it while they're like in the back room or something. What's your code? What is it?
Well, here it says senders engage with email messages longer than they may think about the task more deeply when leaving voicemails. What does this say?
What?
Oh, a third also ruined a romantic surprise by looking through a phone or email account. So they're saying that they found stuff. The study found that, the findings run counter to something known as media naturalness theory, a commonly held evolutionary standard suggesting that the further we get away from face-to-face communications, the less natural and less effective it comes. There's a theory that says that emails and other text communications don't really work well. We should probably go back and reconsider a lot of the stereotypical assumptions that we hold about email and text that may not hold true when we take a deeper look at how they react psychologically.
What?
I don't know what the fuck that means. But it says that, this is like, what are they saying? And then people found, it says like 4 in 10 found that they were cheating when they actually did look. But I think
really?
That,
40% if you do look.
6 out of 10 people have caught their partners cheating.
I thought it was 4 out of 10.
Wait, sorry. The study additionally found that 4 in 10 adults in a relationship regularly sneak a look. This is where you distracted me. A study additionally found that 4 in 10 in a relationship sneak a look at their partner's phone. And then 6 in 10 of these people caught their partners cheating. So like everyone says, well, if you look, you're going to find something.
Right.
Now, is that just because the people looking are suspicious? Or do you think that if you looked at anyone's phone, you'd find something? I guess yours, you wouldn't.
I don't know you.
I don't know if you were on Ashley Madison or not. They haven't really released it.
She looked. The wife looked.
She did.
And I'm like, did you look up all 5 of my emails, honey? Did you look all 5? Because I got 5 emails. She's like, no.
Oh my God. Look at all you want. I feel like you're the person that, I don't know why, but I guess you just love your wife.
You don't get married unless you're going to, you know, you're ready. I hope. Perhaps. I don't know.
I think you are. Yeah. You're good. Okay. How to communicate needs to a partner. Dear Emily, I'm 33. I'm in a new relationship. He's wonderful and supportive and so fun. We have a lot of sexual chemistry and he's very interested in giving me oral sex in addition to the rest of our repertoire. My problem is that I've never had anyone give me oral sex or even manual stimulation, so I don't really know what I like. I started masturbating at 29 with the magic wand, which was my first orgasm despite years of prior intercourse.
What?
29. She's 33. She's been masturbating since then with other vibrators as well.
Like nonstop, probably hasn't left the house.
I'm sure.
Right?
Yeah. You're like, what? Whoa. But it's interesting because a lot of women just will not orgasm through intercourse alone. In fact, only 30% do. So I'm sure she's been having sex, you know, maybe since her late teens.
But not oral.
Not oral and no orgasms, okay? So she prefers a sensation. And then she says, okay, she said, he's been masturbating since then with other vibrators as well. And she says, I prefer sensation that reaches the clitoral legs more than directly on the clitoris. So that means the clitoris, we all know what that is, a little love button, the top of the vaginal opening. Mm-hmm. However, the clitoris has 4 inches of legs that delve deep. Yep, it's like behind the walls of the vagina, like the labia, the lips. Mm-hmm. So there are actually, well, you know, there's 8,000 nerve endings, but it goes deeper. So what she's saying is I did. So she's saying that she likes that stimulation, like on the labia, mm-hmm. which is like the lips. So now I don't know. I know lips sounds.
It, all of this, the fingers, the legs, the floor, the pelvic floor, all of this. You're making it very unsexy. Very
unsexy.
What
do you want me to do? Should I talk dirty?
Yeah.
So many rubs, your labia.
Yeah.
Lips.
There you go. The little man in the boat.
So now, she says, I don't want to tell him what I want since I don't know or how to explore with him without feeling bad that he's not pleasuring me. Manual masturbation has never worked for me. What can I do to help him to help? What can I do to help him help me figure out what I like? Kristen from Wisconsin. Okay, first step, Kristen, you have to figure out what you like. And this is the bottom line with everything in life. What kind of job you want, what kind of relationship you want to be in, and especially sexually, no one is going to write up, you know, someday my prince will come and so will I. Women think that all the time, that a man's going to show up and show you how. Figure it out. So manual stimulation didn't work for you in the past, but you have to just keep practicing. So it doesn't mean that you need to get rid of your vibrators. It just means that you need to figure out how and where you like to be touched and what feels good to you. So, you might want to first have, you know, get warmed up with your vibrator and then experiment with different strokes and pressures. So if you typically like stroke yourself in a diagonal pattern, like moving your fingers over your clitoris from side to side, you can vary that stroke, you know, caress it, use an up and down motion instead. Because it looks like if you put that V, like for example, first of all, use lube. I don't know if you're using lube, but lube enhances orgasm, women's ability to orgasm and to experience orgasms. I think there was a study like 80% of all women who use lube were like preferred using lube, even if they were already wet. So I would start every session. Like, I get that in the past you tried it and it didn't work, but that doesn't mean it can't work. So again, I'm not telling you to get rid of the vibes, but do some playing around with yourself and caress it up and down. You can use one finger to run circles around your clitoris without touching it directly. Like some women want direct, some women want light little touches that are really soft. You know this, Anderson, probably about after seeing some clitorises in your life. Mm-hmm. So the nerve endings will be like indirectly stimulated if you don't want direct stimulation. So again, you can use 2 fingers. You can place one inside. I mean, you just got to really play around with this. You can tap. Some women like the tapping. And since you like the clitoral legs, like I would do some playing, like put some lube on like your labia and do the V again where like let's say the clitoris is in your what's this called?
The crook
of the V.
Crook
and then
the v
your fingers
your
are going down
middle
there and you're just like rubbing
and index
it.
Finger. Yeah. Middle finger index
and
finger.
And you could also use the vibe in your clitoris where you're also using your fingers. So use the lightest touch possible to like flick your clitoris one finger. Mm-hmm. These are all different ideas, okay? So once you've figured out what you like, then you can show him and
Take
you can
his
demonstrate
hand.
It. Take his hand. Yeah. You can also, listen, I get that you want to do it with him and I'm not saying you shouldn't, but maybe spend a few days or a few weeks on your own. But if you're like, no, I'm not going to do that because I get it. I make commitments to myself. I'm going want to do this every day. It's hard. So when you're with them, you can see, listen, babe, this is going to be fun. Let's figure this out together. Here's the toy that I use. Right. And maybe with his fingers and hands and your fingers, you guys will figure it out together. Just communicate with them. You guys can make it a game. You know, how does this feel? How does this feel? If you, you know, tell them that your experience, where you like pressure. But I'm telling you, if you guys focus on not just jumping into sex, but you focus on this foreplay touching thing, that you'll figure it out. Also, go to sexwithemily.com because we have tons of articles on their blogs about masturbation and all these techniques that I just blew through. So, yeah, have fun with exploring, though. Like, I remember when I couldn't find my G-spot, for example. It was lost. No, it was never found. That I had a boyfriend that we, like, really did some serious exploring together. And
did a map out?
Yeah.
GPS.
G-spot? No, but I was like, I really want to find out. I bought a book.
G-spot.
And I almost got there with him, but I didn't.
You still haven't found it?
No, I have.
Mm-hmm.
I did, but I found it.
You're tricking. You're lying
after.
To yourself? Are you
no,
lying?
No, no, no. I found other things with him that felt really great, but that was tough. And then I actually, on my own, I did. But with a vibrator. Okay. But then I can transit. That's the thing, is that a lot of these things that women, like, if you... Some women just won't during intercourse because there's no vibrations, whatever. But some women, like, if you really pay attention to what you're feeling, Kristen, when all this is going on, you might be able to move in that way during intercourse that will allow you to have an orgasm.
You might.
You might not. Good luck. You know what? It doesn't. There's no right or wrong.
She knows what she likes at this point. She's been masturbating nonstop.
4 years.
For 4 years.
Exactly.
That's like the entire length of high school,
right,
or college.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
I was a late bloomer. I didn't start at 20.
Hey, I see in porn sometimes the girls doing this to themselves.
Yeah, that's tapping.
That's more than tapping. That's like aggressive
slapping. Well,
that's
hitting. But sometimes that feels good.
Yeah? I just think they do it for show. Like they're showmen.
It does seem like a really porn move. But sometimes because there are, it's like slapping the ass. You're like, why is that hot? Because there are so many nerve endings. Like if you're slapping the bottom
butt?
Of the butt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but like you're also hitting like the clitoris. Yeah, it gives you a jump.
Shock.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because pleasure and pain, there's so many nerve. It's like so closely related.
Right,
so
right.
That's
That is true. The pleasure and the pain and the going back and forth and, you know, riding that line, making it almost a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, mixing it up.
It's good.
I like it.
It's like,
hair,
it's like a
pulling.
Dance. You just got to let go and just do it.
Exactly.
And pay attention to her. And ladies, pay attention to him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Is if you had to say there's one thing in your experience that like you wish that women would have paid more attention to, I'm sure your wife is perfect.
I'm a married man. I have no idea.
You can't answer this?
I don't know. What was the question? Go ahead.
Is there anything that you were like, God damn it, women always don't do blank. I wish they did this more.
Nah, not so much.
I don't know why I ask you things.
I wish they'd close their mouths some more. I'm kidding. I love talking to the ladies. I'm joking. That was very misogynistic.
That was really
misogynistic. Wasn't really even my style.
I need
I apologize.
Time for you. Okay.
I remember, you know, you were talking about lips and how it's gross. And I remember the first time I ever, I was like in fourth grade or something. There was an AC/DC song and the lyrics, I remember somebody brought it to school and I was just horrified and terrified. A little kid Andy, right? And the lyrics were, I want to kiss the lips, not the ones on your face. And I was like, that is horrifying.
There's a lot of guys, older grown men too, who feel the same way.
That freaks me out. AC/DC.
Didn't it freak you out?
I think it's AC/DC.
I don't know. I don't remember it. Neither but I could see it being freaky.
Oh, yeah. And now you're bringing it all back, talking about the fucking legs and the floral.
They're not like
pelvic floor.
I think it's awesome that you can know our vaginas have so many nerve endings.
And Dr. Drew, you ever hear him explain like, the squirting?
The squirting?
Yeah, he'll talk about the Bartholin's gland and where it all comes from. It's like, stop it. You're desexualizing everything. Stop. Yeah.
Yeah. But it is, squirting does exist. Okay, we have time for one more.
Peeing does too. Go ahead.
Okay. This is how to ask for casual sex. Dear Emily, I learned about you listening to Loveline.
Hey, look at that.
Hey, how's that? I bought an amazing product from your website.
Oh,
I love you. And I'm a female, 33 years old, living in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm. Has she been masturbating nonstop for 4 years?
I don't know. I broke up with my boyfriend about a month and a half ago. I found an old F buddy and texted him asking if he's still single. He said he is still single and is looking to change that. We went on a few dates. No intellectual connection. Bottom line, he's my age, 33. He has never had a serious relationship, which is fine. He got all the jizz out of his system with casual hookups, so that's good. My problem is, he was the best sex I ever had. Mm-hmm. He's very giving. This was over 5 years ago. I'm looking for something real. He is too. Now, I know we don't have an intellectual connection. We'll never have a relationship. However, I haven't been physically satisfied for over 5 years with anyone except for him. And she just got out of a relationship, she said. So will I be using him if I just want sex? I know he probably wouldn't have a problem with it, of course, but we're both over the casual sex thing. So would this be too much for me to ask? Am I overthinking? Much love, Asian in the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Asian.
There's one. Girls, like, they could have overthought less. That's my
don't
job.
We all overthink,
I'm an
though?
Overthinker. Yeah. She's definitely overthinking this.
Yeah, she's
he'll
overthinking
hook
it.
You
first
up
of
for sure.
I mean, dude, he'll totally hook you up. So I would say that you're overthinking it. I get it that great sex, it can be hard to find. I'm also wondering if it's that euphoric recall. We tend to go back to like exes and think that it was so amazing. Right. And often you're like, oh, wasn't that great?
And then it happens. You're like, this is it.
Like our exes, we only remember the good things. That's why I always tell friends when they're breaking up with people, write down all the reasons why you broke up.
Right. And keep it in your wallet.
Yeah. I'm like, write it on your iPhone, whatever. And then like, let's make that list. And you got to remember. But I think that if you're clicking with them at a sexual level, you could take advantage of it. But you just got to have a long-term relationship as well. Might do you some good, have some hot sex, why not? But I don't think that you're also giving yourself a lot of time to be alone and figure it out. So if you think that you can really emotionally detach, because it sounds like you do want the casual sex thing, and you guys have already had casual sex in the past, it might work. So you guys will kind of be stopped on your way to finding something more serious. Mm-hmm. Now, I wonder if he thinks the same way you do, that you don't have an intellectual connection and it'll never go anywhere, because he might have more feelings for you.
Here's what I'm hearing for sure. She said twice, I think, that they're both over the casual sex thing. So it's not what they really want, but she does want to scratch that itch. The intellectual connection, it sounds like he's a dumb guy. It looks like he is looking for something more in this stage of his life. But all that being said, he'd still be down to hook you up.
Totally. I mean, I think he will hook you up. So I'm saying, like, yeah, you are overthinking it. I'm sure one text being like, what did I read? Were you here last week? It said that, maybe I tweeted this, but Mashable came out with a study that in 10 texts or less, people are getting Mashable.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it on the last show.
10 people are getting related in 10 texts or less. For women, it's probably 5. I mean, I think that, why not have sex with them again? See how great it was. You know, but you also say you want something more serious now. I would just take time and figure out what you really want. But why not? And I think that you should be honest with them. I'm not looking for anything. And have fun. Don't tell him it's because he's dumb and you don't have a connection with him. But I think eventually, like most casual things, it ends when someone finds something else. So if you are emotional, you know, whatever, you feel fine, go do it. And I'd be interested to find out if it really is as good as you remembered.
Especially 5 years later, you might have put on a few.
Exactly.
Might have gotten lazier.
But I say go for it. But I think that also it sounds like you're still in touch with them and still friends. You just don't want to hurt them. So make sure you're both in the same place. And that, one more note before I go, is that the sex might be so great, you might find yourself spending a lot of time with them, which we also do. So people are like, oh, I'm just hooking up, but we're spending 5 minutes a week together. Well, when you do that or you keep sleeping with an ex, you're not allowing new people to come in. The universe cannot bring you the person you want when you're sleeping with the wrong person. Right. So I'm just going to put that out there. Asian in the Midwest. Thank you, sweetie, for emailing.
Asia.
Asian, she said.
Oh, she's Asian.
Asian.
Oh, Asian in the Midwest.
And she lives in the Midwest.
That's probably fairly rare out there. Is that what she's...
You know, I haven't lived there in a long time, but I don't think it's rare. Uh-huh. No. When I was... No.
Okay.
Asian. No.
Picturing a Japanese girl with a cowboy hat.
Ah, exactly. But you're awesome. Thanks for emailing me. Thanks for listening. I love you all. Thank you, Anderson.
Thank you, Em.
And you rock. So everyone has to check out his podcast, The Film Vault.
The Film Vault and The After Disaster. And more importantly, A Cold Cockle Night. That's why I'm in kind of a weird mood right now. I'm sorry. I haven't really seen the light of day. All I've been doing is staring at things. And
we're going to come
obsessing.
Worship you at your movie altar.
I just don't want any, because there's people flying in from out of the country.
Who's
and out
in?
Of the state. Oh, there's people. There's people that, you know, buy tickets and they're coming. They're showing. It's $15. And you're
dude,
get
that's nothing.
A bunch of little stories. I mean, so it's perfect if you're a little ADD. Like a lot of movies, like 90
minutes.
That's
why I love shorts.
Yeah. These
are
like,
all if it's over 8 minutes, I'm like, ugh.
Entertaining in one way or another. I promise you that. I wouldn't waste my time unless they were.
Well, we're all going to be there to support you. I love you all. Remember, Hustler Hollywood this weekend is a, what am I saying? She, New York, and then Hustler Hollywood on the 29th. And I just love you all. And thank you to Madison and to Lori and to Alyssa for making this show so great. I love you all, my whole team, and Eddie too, and Anderson. I love you. Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, I need to tell you about Promescent. We mentioned it earlier with our 5-minute man, Tom. God, I don't need to keep bringing it up, Tom. But listen, here's the thing. Promescent is the only approved treatment for premature ejaculation. But also, if you just want to last longer in bed, you can just use it because, gosh, I only last 5, I want to go 10. I last 7, I want to go 14. There are no side effects. It just is a delay spray. You put it on your penis, you wait 10 minutes, and then you don't have to think about your, you know, aunt with the furry mustache having
sex. You always go to that. That must be a real detour.
Well, what do guys think about baseball players? You know, whatever. So get Promescent. Go to Promescent.com or click on the banner on my website. Love you all. Thanks for listening.